Welcome back to another Dollars and Cents, that's S-E-N-S-E, here on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm your host, Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer at Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Today we have a couple of great interviews I taped earlier this year for you to enjoy. The first is with Brett Eirich, who wears many hats in the coin hobby and coin industry. He's the current president of the Michigan State Numismatic Society. For the Central States Numismatic Society, he's on the Board of Governors and also serves as a director of finance for them. For the national organization, the American Numismatic Association, he's the district representative for the state of Michigan, and he's also the deputy head exhibit judge. Wearing a lot of hats is not a surprise in the coin industry, because if you love what the subject material, and I certainly do, you like to explore it in all sorts of different ways and share it with other people in a lot of different ways. For instance, over the years, the American Numismatic Association, among others, have given me some nice awards. In 2007, I was given a presidential award, and then in 2012, I was honored as the National Coin Dealer of the Year. This year, at the Denver American Numismatic Association World's Fair of Money in early August, they honored me with the Exemplary Service Award. I wear hats, and I'm on a committee for the American Numismatic Association. I support educational activities with money. I am an exhibit judge around the country. I've talked to hundreds of classrooms over the years. I've spoken to senior citizens groups, fraternal organizations, service groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, and had a lot of fun along the way. I've also helped foster collectors and among students that have come to work for my company over the decades, about half have gone on to entrepreneurial careers, which is highly unusual. Anyhow, so today the first two segments of interview will be with Brett Eirich. Then we're going to switch gears a little bit. For 2 years now, the Michigan State University hosts the Hans Senholz series of lectures related to Austrian economics. This year, the speaker was Dr. Samuel Gregg, who's the research director of Acton Institute in Grand Rapids. The theme of his presentation this year is America becoming like Europe? Talking about the government, the style of government, and the attitudes of the population. And he has some, since you're listening to this, he's going to have some ear-opening statistics to share with you. He's from Australia, but he's spent a lot of time in Europe, and he's now working out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So he definitely has, you might say, a continental perspective, and not one where you might say, I was born and raised in America, so I'm looking at the world through an American lens, or he's from Europe and he's looking at the world through a European lens. And other kinds of news. By now, the city of Lansing has issued its financial statements for the fiscal year ending June 30th, or will soon. And the talk about unfunded liabilities is just going to get larger and larger. But that's not the only kinds of worrying financial news that there is in the world. For instance, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been stating that unemployment in recent months has been the lowest in 10 years. And when you have genuine low unemployment, that should result in pressures for higher wages, as employers are competing to fill jobs, and that isn't happening. Federal Reserve keeps an index. It's called the Federal Reserve's Labor Market Conditions Index. It's a synthesis of 19 seasonally adjusted labor market indicators, and they're not looking like there's low unemployment in the United States. So government statistics are definitely not supporting each other. And I'll go into more details on other statistics when we come back after these interviews. So hold on for some messages here, and then come back for interviews first with Brett Eirich, and then two segments with Dr. Samuel Gregg, here on Dollars and Cents on MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm your host, Patrick A. Heller. We'll be right back.